This is Jay Sekulow, breaking news. Judicial nominees now to be expedited.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Well, we've got some breaking news. This is not news you're going to get in most sources because it's going to seem a little bit archaic. But for what we do and for what you're concerned about, it's a really big issue, and that is judicial nominations. Mitch McConnell announced this morning that he has scrapped the so-called Senate blue slip tool, which has been used for obstructing judicial nominees. The blue slip is the Senate blue slip procedure provides that a state's senator are consulted by the White House before a president nominates a judge from that state, regardless of their party. So in essence, when you've got a Republican president, Democrats can just simply not return the blue slip. And that has happened a lot, so that the nomination doesn't ever even get to the Judiciary Committee. The announcement today is that the home state senator's historic rule, the so-called blue slip procedure, has been removed, and that Mitch McConnell has instructed Chuck Grassley, who is the senator from Iowa, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, to proceed with the nominations. Now, having said that, there are right now 149 judicial vacancies. Of those, 50 are deemed judicial emergencies. A judicial emergency is when there are over 600 filings per judge. As of October 11th, there are now 50 pending nominees. And some of the big ones, including the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, were being held up on this blue slip where Al Franken just wasn't going to return the blue slip, Jordan. So this is a big, this again, the American people understand we've been saying return to what the Constitution says. These rules that are there just as a rule that are not constitutionally based should go when it's obstruction.
That's right. And we have been talking about this over and over and over again, that this is a necessary move. The Senate needs to take every procedural step within the power of the Republican leadership. And a lot of these, again, all Senator McConnell had to do, the majority leader, was instruct Senator Grassley to ignore this slip process. This was not a procedure, not a rule, not a regulation. Right. It's nowhere in the rules of the Senate. That's all he had to do. Told Senator Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, ignore the slip process. Don't have to wait for the slips to arrive. These are actually slips that if you're a nominee, you want to get.
Because it's like the pass.
It's a pass. It's not like a pink slip, you're fired. It's the opposite of that. But they are now irrelevant under the new operating procedures, I guess you'd call it, of the Judiciary Committee, which means the Democrats have lost a stall tactic in filling these judicial nominees with conservative judges.
Yeah, so that's, Andy, I was going to say, this opens the door for a expeditious move of conservative judges.
That's exactly what it does, because the blue slip process has been abused. It's been around since actually 1917. So it's been around for about 100 years, but it's now in the process, because we've become so politicized, of being abused as a method to stall and to actually stop judicial nominees from being considered. Now, Senator McConnell and I, in a rare, let me say, but very admirable show of leadership, has taken a decisive step in doing away with this abusive, non-constitutionally based process.
Because the blue slip, although it's been around since 1917, 100 years then, is not required in the Constitution. There's nothing requires this.
It's not required in the Constitution, and at times, Jay, the Senate has treated it different ways. They've treated it as just advisory, but most recently it has been that if the blue slip is not returned, that nominee is not even considered, Jay. So in the case of Al Franken that you brought up, David Strauss, who is a sitting Supreme Court justice in the state of Minnesota, would not even get a hearing because one Democrat senator, Al Franken, didn't turn in the blue slip. Guess what? Congratulations to Leader McConnell. That's no longer the case. He's going to get a hearing soon.
All right, we're going to take your calls on all this. What do you think about this move by the Senate Majority Leader? A little surprising, but there it is. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. And, Logan, you'll take calls because right now we're down on Facebook.
Yeah, but you can still find us on Periscope and on Twitter at Jay Sekulow, broadcasting live. Hundreds of people already joining us there. And if you flipped on your radio station looking for the video feed, you can also find it on ACLJ.org. We're broadcasting, but comments from Periscope are coming in. I'm going to take some of those. But you can give us a call right now. We just opened up the lines. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, interesting comments coming up from Senator McConnell now. I'm going to read those when we come back from the break.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So if you're just joining us, this is what happened. Senator Mitch McConnell this morning said, quote, "I decide the priority. Priorities are right now become a conservative court judicial nominees, and I am therefore removing the blue slip requirement." That blue slip requirement basically said that the home state senators from the nominee had the authority to not issue a blue slip. If they didn't get the blue slip, that meant that nominee could not even get a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee. So there would be no hearing at all. So they were using this to stop the basically conservative judicial nominees being put forward. Now, there's 149 current vacancies. 50 of those are considered judicial emergencies. As of October 11th, there are 50 pending nominations. McConnell said this: now Democrats are under pressure from the left to oppose just about everything President Trump does or touches, even ideas they themselves used to promote. But he's had enough. I mean, I think that what's happened is, but this is because the American people spoke out and said, we want these judicial nominees confirmed. We want your reaction to this. It's a bold move by Mitch McConnell. And Zanny said, a bit surprising, but I think bold. And we're taking your call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's hit first the political, then I'm going to go to the consequence with Andy. But politically, Jordan, what does this mean? I think it means that the American people were hurt on this. We've been talking about this for months.
Yeah, that it's been enough is enough on the Republican failures. And if you can't get actual legislation through, well, at least use every procedural option you've got to do good conservative things. And one of those good conservative things, it's a top issue for activist conservative grassroots voters that are important, especially in upcoming midterm elections. They care about judicial nominees. It doesn't always matter as much in the general election when you got presidential years, but it did this time with the vacancy. And so what we know, though, is that now Republicans are starting to listen to us, the grassroots, and get things done that they could easily get done. But again, these senators, oh, they love their precedent. They love their kindness. As Andy said, this goes back, what, nearly 100 years?
100 years.
100 years of unconstitutional, and I'd say even outside the rules and regulations, of blocking of judicial nominees by a single elected senator for an entire court system.
Andy, let's, because I want people to understand what this means. It literally, it was not required in the Constitution, but it's been a rule that's been around in some form since 1917. But a home state senator from the opposing party of the president who nominates, and let me get the advice and consent clause up in the chat here, because the Senate's job is advice and consent. There was no blue slip rule in the Constitution. In fact, for the first 150 years of our existence, nobody even talked about this. But this is now something that's been around for 100 years, but it has been used as a wedge, Andy, to stop these nominees from going forward.
That's exactly right, Jay. The purpose of the blue slip really was a courtesy to the Senate to notify all the senators of who the judicial nominees of the president were and to give them an opportunity to pass upon them and as a question of senatorial courtesy. What has happened since it was enacted as a rule of the among the arcane rules of the Senate is that it has become a method of obstruction to keep the Senate from considering the nominations. Senator McConnell has done away with that, has gone back to the Constitution, eliminated this ridiculous blue slip idea, and now Senate, the judicial nominees are going to get a vote in the committee and a vote on the floor.
Logan, let's go ahead and take some comments that are coming in. I got a question I want to run by Fan on procedurally what will happen here.
Yeah, a lot of comments are coming in. By the way, a few people that are watching on Periscope wondering what's going on with Facebook. Facebook's having some technical difficulties. We'll be back up either later today or back up tomorrow. A lot of people are saying to tell them that we appreciate this move. They're proud of Mitch McConnell. Thank you, Mitch, for doing what you need to do. A lot of those comments are coming in.
Yeah,
that's sort of the majority of the comments right now.
Yeah, which is interesting, Than, because Mitch McConnell's been getting a lot of negative from...
He hasn't been the golden boy for a while.
No, he's not been the golden boy, that's for sure. So, Than, what happened here? I mean, I think it's important to give a perspective as to what result... This is a good result, but what happened here?
Well, the United States Senate has been failing on a number of issues, but we and others, Jay, pointed out very clearly that on one issue, judicial nominees, the Republicans in the Senate had every right under the Constitution to move forward. They don't need participation from the other party, although in this case, they were giving them too much. The American people spoke out, Jay, and Leader McConnell listened to his credit. And just to underscore something that Andy said real quickly, the Constitution actually does require the Senate to provide advice and consent. This blue slip process was actually preventing that. It was allowing Al Franken or any other one single Democrat senator to block the Senate from doing their constitutional duty. This restores it.
Let me actually read to you Article 2, Section 2, which is the Advice and Consent Clause of the United States Constitution. So the president shall have the power, by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, to make treaties, provide two-thirds of the senators present concur. So treaties have two-thirds. You also have, and he shall nominate, by and with the advice of consent, it shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers, counsels, judges of the Supreme Court, and all other officers of the United States. So every judge, a federal judge, was subject to advice and consent. Now, advice and consent was really hampered, Jordan, if you look at it constitutionally, by adding on a layer of requirement that was not there previously, although it had been around for 100 years.
Yes.
It was a Senate courtesy that became a whip, an activist tool to stop this.
Of the minority party. You know, it was really in place for a state. I would imagine if you're a senator from a state where a nominee is coming from, you may have more information. You may know that person or may know something about them that gives you pause. And so you're actually letting leadership know, hey, there may be an issue here. That's why I'm not moving forward yet. But instead, what it's become is completely ideological. That is not, I guarantee you, 100 years ago, they weren't saying, oh, ideology is the reason why we're not going to have this trial court judge move through, or even appellate level judge move through. So this has become typical of the Democrats. They will use everything possible to be, you know, part of what they like to call their resistance. And now the resistance has lost a tool, and it's one of they've lost a very important tool, because these are the nominees that last for generations, decades to come.
Yep.
Long after President Trump, he was a two-term president. These nominees are still on the bench, if their health is good, for many more decades into the future. They will impact the judiciary well after President Trump is no longer president.
So let me ask you a question, and this is what I want to ask our audience right now, and that is, in your scheme of issues of importance, how important are the issue of judges, whether it's a Supreme Court judge and a Court of Appeals judge, a district court judge, how important politically to you is the issue of judicial appointments and judicial confirmation? We'll take your calls on that, and we want your opinion on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me ask you this, Andy. Jordan mentioned that the left has been using this as a tool. The fact of the matter is both sides have used it as a tool in some context. But the reality is that this was adding a layer on to the Constitution, which I just read the Advice and Consent Clause, and this almost added another provision, although it's not in the Constitution.
No. It is. It added a layer that is not constitutional. It added a layer that does not exist in the Constitution. And I'll grant the Constitution gives the right to the Senate and the House to establish their own rules.
Yeah.
But it doesn't give them the right to do something that is non-constitutional and create an impediment to the, in this case, the confirmation of judges to the appellate courts and to the trial courts.
And fam, people need to understand that this, the way this was set up, if you didn't get a blue slip, you didn't even get a hearing.
It meant that the Senate did not advise and consent because that nominee never even came before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Look, some of these senators who the blue slip is now not necessary, they might come before the hearing. They might not do well. They might not get confirmed. It does not eliminate the Senate's ability to vote yes or no. It simply says we will look at the nominee. Why will we look at the nominee, Jay? Because the chief executive nominated that person to them, and they have a constitutional duty to consider that person.
You know, I think there's another thing that you have to understand here, that this is, if you look at obstruction within the framework, if we stick to the Constitution, you know what? It tends to work really well. It's all of these add-on rules and Senate courtesies and process filibusters that are not constitutionally mandated or required that make these more complicated.
No, I mean, coming up with vote thresholds that aren't necessary. I mean, there are times in the Constitution where certain thresholds are necessary, two-thirds for this and that. That not on Supreme Court nominees, you know, and finally that was done away with. It wasn't necessary for ambassadors and other appointees or cabinet level appointees. That finally got done away with. But we went for decades and decades with these superimposed rules, this idea of the supermajority, and we're still, there's one left. The president, he doesn't like it at all. It's the legislative filibuster, and I don't think we've even discussed it. I think maybe in the next segment we will. Than, I think this sets up.
Yep.
The next move by Senate Majority Leader McConnell, and I think he would get a lot of praise deservedly by the conservative grassroots to just scrap it altogether. No 60 votes needed ever to get a vote on legislation.
The Constitution requires a majority of those in the United States Senate to pass legislation. A majority. It doesn't require 60 to get it to the floor. That is an add-on. That is an add-on based on what? Based on a Senate rule. We'll get into that as well. Phone lines are jammed up now, Logan. We will take comments. We're not on Facebook today because a technical glitch on Facebook's end, but we are taking comments via Periscope.
That's right. You go on Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow, or on Twitter at Jay Sekulow. You can tweet us directly. We'll get some of those comments pulled as well. We got some great ones coming up. So again, you can give us a call, but phone lines are jammed. But some of those will clear up too. 1-800-684-3110. And we are live on Periscope, ACLJ.org, and Twitter.
Expecting a executive order could be tomorrow from the president on the issue of health care. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, tomorrow's broadcast. A lot more ahead. 1-800-684-3110.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back. So here's what you got. You got 149 judicial vacancies, 50 of those are judicial emergencies, 50 pending nominations, and there's this process called the Senate blue slip. The blue slip says if the home state senator doesn't return the slip, guess what? The nominee doesn't even get to have a judiciary committee hearing. Not required in the Constitution. And Mitch McConnell said today, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, he said, you know what? We're done with this. This is used by the left to circumvent judges being confirmed. We're done with this. We're not going to have it. Period. Finished. Will not happen. Done. And he got rid of the blue slip procedure as of this morning. All right. We want to know how important judges are to you in your scope of issues. 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a call.
All right. Let's do it. Let's go to Tony, who's calling from New Jersey on line one. You're on the air.
Hey, Tony. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you this
Great.
Morning?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say, it's extremely important. Who we're selecting as our judges, because could you imagine all Obama-appointed type of judges, especially in the Supreme Court, and what could happen to this country?
Here's what I said, even during that administration. I've been one that has said that I think we should do what the Constitution says. And the Constitution says, look, if a president is, whether the president's your party or not, if the president gets in, the Constitution says advice and consent. Advice and consent means you have a hearing, and you decide yes or no if you're going to move that nominee forward. It does not say a senator can block it because of a blue slip, because that's not what's in the Constitution. So even if it was President Obama or whoever it might be, the fact is I always say if you go back to the Constitution, you're safer. Andy?
Well, I think, there was an argument once in the Supreme Court, and Justice Scalia was commenting on something that one of his colleagues said, and the colleague had said, we start with the Constitution, and Justice Scalia then interjected, and we end with it.
Right. That's
and
what's
that's
supposed
all
to be.
You need to do. You don't need to go beyond the Constitution as it was been acted and amended. You don't need to go on with all these arcane rules that have been added on through the years.
So, Jordan, you mentioned the legislative filibuster. That could be next year. This is on judges. Now, by the way, Harry Reid started this process by getting rid of the filibuster as it related to Court of Appeals judges and district court judges. Mitch McConnell then said we're getting rid of the filibuster, the 60-vote requirement, as it relates to judges at the Supreme Court, justices of the Supreme Court. By the way, again, not required in the Constitution to have 60. It's a majoritarian. Now there's this is going to lead to the discussion of legislative filibusters. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so legislative filibuster is really the last real filibuster that remains, other than the constitutionally required, necessary, two-thirds treaties, things like that, veto, overrides. That's constitutional. Those are the real, supermajorities necessary. The filibuster is a 60-vote threshold to allow debate to open up on legislation. Then the legislation can pass with the normal kind of majority vote of 50 plus one. You could do away with that rule. You've done away with it already for Supreme Court nominees, cabinet officials, and now the lower court nominees as well. But it's still there for legislation only because of the Senate rules. That can be changed. And let me tell you why that's important. It means you don't have to worry about using reconciliation to do health care. It means you don't have to worry about using reconciliation to defund Planned Parenthood. It means you don't have to worry about reconciliation to rewrite the tax code. All of those issues could be done with 51, and if you can't get to it each time, you can keep coming back because it's a lot easier to play within the margin of 51 than ever having to get the opposing party on board. And it's just a process I think that these leaders were on the edge of. And President Trump, he tweets about it very regularly. Nothing will ever get done, he says, if you don't get rid of this filibuster.
And procedurally, though, to get rid of the legislative filibuster, what are we looking at?
That one does require a vote. Unlike the blue slip that we're talking about today, Leader McConnell just had to notify the Judiciary Committee. If what Jordan is describing was going to happen, you would see the same procedure that happened when they lowered the threshold for judges. You would see, they called it nuclear or constitutional. You would still have to get 50 votes in the United States Senate, but they absolutely have the constitutional authority to do it.
You can get away with the 60-vote filibuster threshold with getting 50 votes. I mean, this just tells you how ridiculous that rule is. If they want to be obstructionists. If this was the normal days of the U.S. Senate, no big deal. We wouldn't be having this conversation. But we live now, and it's only going to get with the 24-hour news cycle and, Facebook's down for a few minutes. Everybody can't put their political rants up. But we're not going to get back to a time when the two major parties are holding hands that much. Right. On the major ideological issues, there's a huge divide in the country. So forcing us to try and get eight people from one party or eight people from the other party to come on board is not going to happen. So we fight hard to get these presidents elected. We tell people to elect and go out and vote, and the policies don't change. And they don't change because you'd have to have super majorities in America now to get legislation done. Enough is enough with that. I think if Senator McConnell really wants to show some leadership after failures on health care and taxes, keep on this track, changing the rules. Let's hold a vote on getting rid of the filibuster and see where these so-called conservative Republicans come down. Will Bob Corker actually vote in it? I mean, you know, they love those guys. They love their rules and their taking as much time as possible, but they're done. So, I mean, maybe next election cycle, someone who replaces him, whether that's Marsha Blackburn who's declared or someone like that, it seems like they would be the type that would go right for it.
So here's the question we're going to ask you. We're taking your question, your comments. We're going to go into those in a moment here on judges. But also, what do you think about getting rid of the legislative filibuster while we're at this? 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
Let's go to Andrea in Texas online, too.
Hi, Andrea. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. I guess my comment is it infuriates me as an American that the judges make these decisions thinking that they're speaking for all of us. And we don't agree at all with the laws they're passing. So I just wanted to say that because, you know, it infuriates me that they pass these things and they're not representing us.
Well, here's the thing, and this is where, you know, conservative judicial philosophy means something when you're talking about judges. What Congress needs to do, I think, is start following the Constitution, because what Jordan just said, Andy, is exactly correct. You're not having those moments. I mean, it's just the nature of the political season we're in. So let's, if we like Scalia said, you go to the, it begins and ends with what the Constitution requires. If you stay in that realm, things generally work out. No matter your political persuasion, that is what the Constitution says.
And that's what we should abide by, is what the Constitution says. They take an oath to uphold the Constitution, not the arcane man-made or woman-made rules of the United States Senate or the House of Representatives. Do what the Constitution says. Do away with filibuster, which is theft. It's all it is theft. It's piracy. It's piracy of the right of a person to have a vote on a nominee or on legislation. Do away with that. Go back to the Constitution.
So, Than, on a legislative filibuster, we'll take your calls on this at 800-684-3110. Here's what I want to ask our audience as we go into the next half hour. Do you want to see the legislative filibuster removed as well, that it would just be a majority? There's argument. I'll tell you what the arguments are when we come back from the break, but I think it's important to get your view on this. 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk about judges. We'll talk about a legislative filibuster. What's the appetite on the legislative filibuster, Than?
Well, they're not at 50 votes yet, but I think the most important thing to stress is they make up that rule as well. It's not in the Constitution. If they want to lower it to 50, they certainly can. They would use the same exact mechanism they did on judges. It would only require 50 votes, like Jordan said. So that really is a decision left entirely to the United States Senate. I would tell you candidly, they don't have 50 votes at this point, but the president is strongly in favor of it. And when the president is strongly in favor of something, he generally draws people to his side. So we might move in that direction.
All right, so let's take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Are judges important to you? And what do you think about getting rid of the 60 threshold on legislation, the legislative filibuster? 800-684-3110. We'll be here for another 30 minutes.
That's right. You can
find many ways you can get us, but not Facebook today.
Well, we're going to work on that for the rest of the show, but most likely right now, if you want to guarantee, Twitter, Periscope, ACLJ.org, the safest bet. We're always broadcasting live there. There's a Twitter poll right now at Jay Sekulow. You can be a part of it, so make sure you find it on Twitter at Jay Sekulow. We'll be right back in the second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live.
All right.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So Mitch McConnell scrapped the Senate blue slip tool, which was being used to obstruct judicial nominees. Here's how it works. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that Republicans have now scrapped the chamber's blue slip tradition, which is about 100 years old, eliminating a tool of the minority to block the executive's judicial nominee. The way it works is this. A home state senator that doesn't want a judicial nominee to come to the floor can simply put in, refuse to issue a blue slip, which was basically your pass to go to a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, and they could just stop the judicial process. That has now ended effective today with the majority leader telling the Judiciary Committee chairman no longer requiring the blue slip. This was a rule. This was not in the Constitution. This was a Senate. It wasn't even a rule. It was a Senate tradition that goes back about 100 years in various forms. But this was a big move by the Senate today.
It is, because now out of, I mean, just to go through, if you're just joining us, here's the vacancy numbers. There's 149 judicial vacancies right now in the United States and the federal courts. Of these 149 vacancies, those are positions that can be filled as quickly as they can get these nominees voted on. And let me tell you something, you can start shifting ideologically these courts that have gone so far left quickly by filling 149 vacancies.
Yep.
There are 50, quote, judicial emergencies. What does that mean? So many cases, 600 filings per judge to handle. Okay, now think about that. 600 filings per judge to handle. So there's 50 of those judicial nominees. So out of the 149, 50 are considered emergencies. Right now there are 50 pending nominees out of the 149 vacancies, which is a lot, a third. They'd fill more than a third by moving forward more quickly. That means they've vetted 50 people already to fill the bench in the first year of the Trump presidency. That's just the ones who have not yet gotten a vote. So
yep.
They could get a third of the vacancies filled now much more quickly because of what Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has done. I have not had a lot of nice things to say about him after healthcare debacle, tax issues, but I like the way that he's moving towards doing away with these procedural holes. Listen, he did the nuclear option for the Supreme Court nominee. It's why we got Gorsuch. He did this now. We're going to get better lower court federal judges. And I think that we're moving towards, not quite there yet, but moving towards the potential end of the legislative filibuster.
Andy, what's your thoughts on as it relates to judges? This was, I think this is a big move and the right move.
Well, it is a big move. It's a monumental move that you're doing away with things that are not in the Constitution. And you're putting forward the fact that elections, as you have said many times, have consequences.
Right.
The president has made nominations. Those nominations should go to the Judiciary Committee. They should be voted in or out. And if they do, they go to the floor and they go and proceed under the regular order. But these ideas of allowing the Democrats, in this case, to block a nomination by not returning a blue slip, where did that come from?
Came from Senate tradition. All right, well, let's go ahead. We're not enough time for a call, I don't think.
I don't know if we have time for a call. We can see if we can grab a comment. A lot of people are voting on that Twitter poll, by the way, which you can do at Twitter.
What's the Twitter poll?
At Jay Sekulow. I'm going to get I'll grab the text for you. Give me two seconds here. I'll pull it. But a lot of people are saying, yes, get rid of the legislative filibuster. That's a lot of people. Let's ditch the 60, go back to a majority. So a lot of comments like that are coming through as I pull up this Twitter poll. But you can do it again.
Twitter poll.
You want to vote? You can. And there's no, it's not like a contest. Friends or family can't vote. Anyone can vote on it.
Vote multiple times, Logan?
No, just once. If you have other accounts, sure.
Yeah.
How important to you are judicial nominations and judicial confirmations, be it a district judge, SCOTUS, and everything in between? Very important or not important?
I like to know.
So let's just see. 98% so far.
Hey, I got it.
Very important.
George's going to get up to 99.
He's nearly 400 people have voted already.
Canada, 2% people voted for me, too.
2% say not important. Who are these 2%? Like, yeah.
Maybe they don't have a lot of issues before
right,
the federal
let's
courts.
Go ahead and take phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break on legislative filibusters. We're going to talk about judges. And the last segment, we're going to turn our attention to Turkey with some developments there. So we got to keep our eye on that. Again, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. And we will go ahead and take your comments on both judicial filibusters and legislative filibuster. We did get a comment from Brenda on Periscope. Said, what would it take to end the 30-hour debate rule? Van Bennett, that's your favorite. What would it take in 10 seconds?
The Republicans deciding that they no longer were going to adhere to it. Simple as that.
There you go. That's what it would take. So, Brenda, there's your answer. All right, take your calls, 800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
This is a critical time for our nation. and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
The broadcast, everyone. So a big change in the Senate, and that is Mitch McConnell scraps the blue slip rule for obstructing judicial nominees. That's over and done. And he just told Grassley, get these nominees to the Senate Judiciary Committee for hearing. So there you go. All right, we're going to go right to the phones. Let's go to Don, who's calling from Las Cruces, New Mexico, on line four. And we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110 on both the legislative filibuster and the judicial blue slip. How important judges are to you and legislation without the 60-vote rule? 800-684-3110. Don, go ahead.
Well, first of all, going nuclear on the legislative filibuster, kudos. You've been saying that since day one of his administration. With regard to judges, hello, the Founding Fathers gave us a format of what they can and cannot do. What they're doing now is we're electing on the you can't vote them out like you can
a
mayor in your town.
Yeah,
and
it's a lifetime
appointment.
And so
my issue is two things. One, it's like playing a game of Monopoly where they make up the rules because they don't like a party, they don't like an ideology, or they dislike a person. But more importantly, even the Bible says, you know how they got the men, people who feared God, men who told the truth, they hated covetousness, and there was no place for them.
That's so here's how it works for Washington, D.C.
Except what?
In Washington, D.C., especially the House and Senate.
Okay, Jordan's added that. Here's, Don, the situation as it exists. This had to happen. It had to happen because this was not within the framework, Andy, of the Constitution. It really is that straightforward.
That's right. We begin and we end with the Constitution in all our analysis of everything, in my view, because I am a strict originalist. I believe in what Justice Scalia says and what Justice Gorsuch, in keeping that tradition, is doing. There was nothing in the Constitution that spoke to the issue of blue slips or filibusters and things of that nature. Elections have consequences. The president has nominated. It should go through the constitutional process.
So, Fan, again, to you here. This was a big move. It was a good move. Overdue, I think. But, again, this sent an important signal. And this is I give Mitch McConnell's credit for this. This was two of these. He did it with the Supreme Court Judiciary. The nomination of Gorsuch got rid of the filibuster rule there. And now this one with the blue slips, I think, is, again, getting rid of these rules that block us.
Yeah, he deserves credit for this. I mean, prior to the move, one senator was being elevated above the Constitution. This has righted it. But very practically for our listeners, Jay, the longest lasting impact of any precedent are the judges that he puts on the court. And to this point, the United States Senate had only confirmed six. Because of this move of Leader McConnell, Jay, by the end of this year, there will be judges on the federal court that without this move by Leader McConnell, they would not be there.
We are live now on Facebook, by the way. So our Facebook audience is back. Welcome to the last couple segments here. We're talking about judges. If you're just joining us on Facebook, Mitch McConnell got rid of the blue slip rule. The blue slip rule allowed home state senators to block a judicial nominee of the president from even going to the Judiciary Committee for a hearing. That rule has now been done away with. All right, we're taking more calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Logan, who's next?
Yep, let's go to Nathaniel in California on line 6. And again, if you're watching on Facebook, welcome. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. You're on the air.
Hello. Hey, and I just wanted to say that as far as my mind goes, it shouldn't matter what ideology the judge or the president or Congress has on their political beliefs. What should matter is the letter of the law and that they follow the law.
Well, of course, this has been an issue with nominees that were questioned by the Judiciary Committee, including a nominee to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, when they said her Orthodox Catholicism was enough that they were going to try to block her. I mean, it was absurd, but this was the approach. She got through. But again, I think that frustration level, my sense is that frustration level, Jordan, I'll get this to Than too, but I think that frustration level really highlighted this, and that's what allowed Mitch McConnell to make the move.
Yeah, exactly right. That basically enough was enough. People could not take this anymore. They were not going to sit by and allow this to continue on the U.S. Senate and let a few activists, part of the resistance, who basically just oppose everything President Trump wants to do, any of his nominees. And by the way, these are nominees typically chosen at the state level through the U.S. senators and then brought up to the White House for approval. Once they get the approval, then they move forward. So the White House ultimate has the final ultimate say, but they consult with the senators from their party.
Yep.
Obviously, that's part of winning elections. And the resistance tried to use everything, including not giving out the slips.
Right.
Power has been taken away from the liberals. I'm excited every time power is taken away from liberals, and when it's done so in a way that is actually more constitutional and more in line with the way the Senate should run. So let's keep taking power away from those who should not have this kind of power.
It's not constitutional.
It's not based off anything.
So again, Than, I go back to this. It's not a constitutional basis of authority. I mean, yes, they have the constitutional authority to set rules. So they can set their rules. But the Constitution did not require a blue slip. A Constitution doesn't require 60 votes for legislation to pass. That was an added-on rule of the United States Senate. Now, the blue slip rule in some form has been around for 100 years, but no longer.
Yeah, and in this case, it wasn't even a rule. It was simply a courtesy. But look, the point that the caller makes is so right on, Jay, because think about this. If Amy Barrett, the judge that you were talking about, that had a Catholic faith, if she was from California, Dianne Feinstein could have single-handedly stopped her. If she was from Illinois, Dick Durbin could have single-handedly stopped her. That is not what the Constitution required. And under this change, we can get Amy Barrett judges from California, Illinois, or any other state in the United States.
All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call, Logan.
All right, let's go to Michael in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Michael, go ahead. You're on.
I'd just like to make a comment that the Constitution belongs to the people of the United States, not the government. It tells the government what the limitations are and what the responsibility is. And they're acting like they did back in the time when the king was still running this country.
Well, look, I mean, this is part of the process that has, you're right, and there's been a lot of complaints about this. But I think what Jordan said has to be underscored here, and that was, this also was a political response. I mean, it's based on the Constitution getting away with the blue slips, but that was a political response to a growing concern of the American people. People like you, Michael, and others that have been calling into this broadcast. Jordan?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is, again, it was enough. Because politics is now at play in the U.S. Senate in a very aggressive way. If the Senate wants to, again, act that way, they then have to face the consequences of their powers being taken away. And that is what has happened here. Is the minority party has had a power taken away. It was not based off anything but the Constitution. And it's good to see the Grassleys, the McConnells of the world, at least not acting so deferential to their Democrat colleagues. Because I will tell you something. The activists, they used and abused this process, and they understand how important the courts are on so many issues. They were using and abusing it, and now it no longer exists because they abused it too much.
There's an interesting comment, Logan. I don't know if you have it in yours, from Lauren on Periscope. This is interesting, the politics. Do you want me to go ahead and do it?
Yeah.
So it says, do you think McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, is doing this because he's concerned with a primary challenge? So I'm going to go to Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, on that one. Than?
I think he's absolutely doing it because his voters stood up and said, you're not getting anything done. This is something you have complete control over, and you alone can make the change. I mean, does it specifically relate to a primary challenger? Maybe, but I would at least go as far as to say it is the American people's voice and the political pressure that forced him to do it. He's kind of an institution guy, Jay. To his credit, yep, he made this change, but it wouldn't have happened without pressure.
I think that's exactly correct. The pressure, though, here has been at a pretty steady clip. I mean, the American people after the Obamacare fiasco have pretty much had it, Jordan. I mean, it was pretty clear.
Yes, that's right. I mean, people have, after Obamacare fiasco, part one and two, and then three that never got to a vote. So remember, right. And then the tax issue is just hanging out there. We were told this is going to come by the end of the year. I mean, it's October, and we still don't know how the rates fit in with the percentages and things like that. You've got to toughen up if you're going to get in this legislation through. These are the steps you start taking to start doing away with old rules or procedures or just Senate niceties. Start doing away with it. This is partisan warfare, and it's going to be that way for the foreseeable future in politics. It is a divided country. It is a very partisan country. We disagree with each other strongly. That doesn't mean we have to always be mean, but we don't have to give the other side tools to help them thwart us when we have got electoral victories. We're winning the political races. So long as we're winning the political races, we should do everything in our power to make it as easy as possible to pass the legislation and get the judicial nominees that we support, that we like. Because, you know, eventually we won't win every election. Right now, conservatives are doing a darn good job of winning. Yeah. And
I still need to take advantage of it. But I still say, even if it changes, you stick, though, Andy. We said this at the beginning. We'll say it as we close this segment out. You stick with the Constitution.
Always stick with the Constitution. You can't go wrong if you do that. The stick with the letter of the Constitution, which is what we've had now since 1789 and has served this country well. And I think that Senator McConnell has shown some leadership. I agree he is an institution type of guy in the sense that he is, you know, the old Senate, but he has seen the writing on the wall and done the right thing.
When we come back, I want to turn our attention for the last segment on to Turkey, because there are some big developments there that could affect our air bases. We're going to be joined by Skip Ash, our senior counsel on military matters, and senior counsel dealing with the law of war and law of armed conflict. This is a big issue going on in Turkey. Wall Street Journal reported tried in absentia. When you find out the reason why? Because she quoted Kurds in her article. Unfortunately, she was in the United States when they tried her. Then an embassy employee of the United States Embassy has also been taken by the Turks. So there's a lot going on there that we're going to talk about. We'll take calls as well at 800-684-3110.
That's right. We got quite a few lines open. If you want to get your voice heard, now is a great time to do it. Facebook.com/JSecul. Get your comments in, but call us now.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to take this last segment to address an issue that, you know, we have a American pastor that is been held in Turkey for now a year, Andrew Brunson, and there's articles, and you're seeing them in your paper today. Turkey's Erdogan blames U.S. envoy for diplomatic crisis. The Wall Street Journal reporter, Andy, has been tried in absentia in Turkey and found guilty of aiding and abetting terrorists because of a newspaper article she wrote. We've written a lot extensively on this issue of Turkey. What do you see happening here?
There is a meltdown in Turkey. There is a meltdown, and it's a serious meltdown. Erdogan has become the new sultan. He is consolidating his power at every turn. This situation, and there's two that stand out, and you just mentioned them. There was an article written by a Wall Street Journal reporter. She wasn't even in Turkey. She quoted a Kurdish source, which the Turks, of course, believe to be anathema to their government, the Kurds. And so what she did is she quoted them, and she has now been condemned and indicted and charged with a crime in Turkey because she quoted a Kurdish source. And she has now been tried in absentia without due process whatsoever in a NATO ally in Turkey. And this is an outrageous. So the repression is now extended to foreign media. We need to realize Turkey has more foreign media in jail, in media, not just foreign, including Turks, in jail than any other country in the world.
Yeah.
And they're using Interpol, the International Police Network, to do the arrest for them, supposedly, in foreign countries, and to hold them.
All right, so we just got word, Than, that in an oversight hearing, Pastor Brunson came up. What's the latest on this? This just happened.
Yeah. House Oversight Committee reform hearing. Paul Archuleta from our team is there, and Andrew Brunson got brought up in the hearing. The one-year anniversary of his imprisonment happened. The situation that Andy's describing, the fallout is being felt by our client, Andrew Brunson. Fortunately, we continue to bring it to the attention of the United States Congress, even today as we speak, Jay.
Now, there is a concern. Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ, head of our Law of Armed Conflict, and former colonel in the United States Army. Skip, let's talk about our interests in Turkey, because that's significant. And we've got a NATO base there. What does it do to that? First of all, describe the nature of that base, and what is this kind of peril does it put it in?
Well, we have Air Force forces in Turkey, so we have aircraft in Turkey. Remember, Turkey is on the eastern flank of NATO. It's a very important NATO member, traditionally. And we have forces there that are living there under a status of forces agreement. But the more we have tension between the United States government and the Turkish government, and the more these things come to the fore, and as Andy said, as Turkey becomes more autocratic and Islamist, our forces become increasingly in danger even there. So the problem may be that we're going to be told that we're going to have to leave, or there's going to be pressure put on our forces, and some of them will be arrested also. And that will just compound the entire problem.
You know, you look at this thing, and Jordan, you've been to Turkey, and we've done a lot of work in Turkey. This progression of hostility at the United States by Erdogan has become very pronounced in the last couple of weeks.
Very pronounced.
I mean, so what's he? You got to ask yourself. I'm going to ask this to Andy too. But what's he up to? I mean, this is what you got to worry about.
So what everyone is concerned about is that obviously, I mean, to go to the extent of saying, you know what, we're not going to allow Americans to come to Turkey and vice versa, then the U.S. responding, well, then you're not coming here. I mean, this is getting out of control. We should, you know, Turkish Airways and those kind of things had straight flights to the United States. I mean, this was not a difficult place to travel to. It was part of NATO. So in a sense, the most Western of the Eastern world, I would say, other than Israel, certainly the most moderate is a majority Islamic country, because you see people and nightlife and just a different kind of cultures. And this clampdown is nothing but very concerning. I know I get from the military sense, but from the sense of what, you know, we do also outside of just the military and for Pastor Brunson, I mean, when two allies stop allowing their citizens to travel to their countries, I mean, that is a big deal, and probably needs to be discussed more in the media. Because of the infrastructure that we have in Turkey. I mean, Turkey's military is built on U.S. military equipment. And our military relies on a very large base in Turkey. So, I mean, mutually here, we need each other.
Right.
Or we have to go somewhere, find another partner.
Not going to be so easy, especially when you're dealing with the Middle East and that part of the world, you got an ally. But, Andy, you got to ask yourself, what is going on here?
Well, we predicted this in our book, Burning Bridges, which is a publication of the Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy at Oxford in our seminar that we held there in our international symposium. And in the book entitled Burning Bridges Means Something, when you say burning bridges, we thought Turkey was a bridge between the East and West. In fact, it's not a bridge whatsoever. It is the Erdogan and his authoritarian government have now not only violated the basic civil rights of citizens, but the freedom of the press, and not to even talk about Christian rights and the rights of the religious minorities, including me. I'm an Orthodox Christian. If I wanted to visit the Ecumenical Patriarchate in Istanbul and Constantinople today to pay my respects to the Patriarch or to worship at the Church of St. George in the Fanar, which is where it's the equivalent to us Orthodox Christians of Rome, I could not go.
Which, okay, so then I go to skip on the military side of this. The consequences of this fallout could be significant.
Well, they are. You know, there are forces, the United States forces there, but there are also other NATO forces there because we came down to help defend Turkey against ISIS and what was going on along the border area with the civil war going on in Syria. And we have lent them support. They have asked for it. We have lent it. But now we have this battle going on since the coup attempt last year. Erdogan now is on a tirade, and he's going after every possible enemy he can find, and he's blaming the United States because one of the people that he believes helped put the coup together has political asylum in the United States, and he has admitted that he would trade the Americans he has in prison now if we would give him that person.
I do think so that this is what this is about. I think he's ratcheting up the attempt to get this Fethullah Gulen, who is basically here on an asylum kind of basis, and so he's arresting Americans or embassy workers from the U.S. embassy or Pastor Andrew Brunson. But I think that the concern has to be is where does this go? And I mean, clearly Turkey's gone in a more Islamic direction. And the question I think we all are asking ourselves now, how do we specifically deal with this? We'll get into more of this in the days ahead because this is an unfolding story. Let's go ahead and take a question here because on the judicial issue because we said we would, and then we'll be wrapping up the broadcast.
The question maybe we need to restate. So you just quickly respond. What is a blue slip?
A blue slip is a home state senator getting the authority. This is not in the Constitution. This was a Senate policy, if you will, not even a rule, that said if the senator doesn't return the blue slip, the nominee doesn't go to the Senate Judiciary Committee for a hearing. That's not required in the Constitution. The Constitution does not require that. It was a Senate policy since 1917, and Mitch McConnell has done away with it. Let's try to the caller's gone. So that answers that. We think at the end of the day this was the right move. And, Than, you're not surprised, but you think it was because of the American people that listen to this broadcast, that this happened.
I think our listeners spoke out in a way that Leader McConnell couldn't ignore, restoring the superiority of the Constitution over a single senator. Jay, they still have the ability to advise and consent, but guess what? You cannot perform that duty if one single senator can block that nominee from even getting a hearing. This restores that.
All right, well, that's going to do it for the broadcast. Logan's going to let you know the multiple ways you can still engage with us.
That's right. You can find us each and every day on ACLJ.org on all social medias. You can find the ACLJ app, which is available in the App Store for iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and in the Roku channel store. Just search for ACLJ. You can subscribe to the Jay Secular Life podcast on iTunes. But again, you can make sure you follow us all on Twitter as well at Jay Secular, Jordan Secular, Logan Secular, Than Bennett, and ACLJ. Talk to you.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.